363.
Okay, 363. Evidently, it started off with the conversation stating that the location wasn't allowing them to get down to the concession stand, but now they are allowed to get down to the concession stand. And then he said, no, I'm at the concession stand because he doesn't want to have to wait for a new vehicle. So, what I'm going to recommend is give him 5 minutes. If he doesn't show up in five, no-show him, and we'll move on from there.
Well, I'm at the very end where the concession and hamburger hot dog place is. I do not see him, so I don't know what he's talking about. It's down by the restrooms, as far as I know. Because there's no other concession stand I can get to from here.
Oh, I know. Like I said, the very start of the conversation, he admitted that he was not in the right spot. But then when I told him that he would have to call us when he got to the right spot, that's when he started saying, oh, no, I'm at the right spot. So he's just trying to pull that game. Like I said, what I would do is just give him 5 minutes. If he's able to get to you, great. We'll just pick him up and take him and take care of things that way. If he's not, then I would say put him as a no-show and move on.
He's also my next pickup at 11:45.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. And that's why I'm saying is that what, and you've got a bunch of slack, or not a bunch of slack, but some slack. So, honestly, what I would do is I would just move away someplace that's not visible from the area, take your break, and by then he should be calling back, and we can just put him right back on your route. You can go drop him off there, and then determine whether or not he's going to be able to be picked up for his next ride.
Okay, well, I'm going to stay right here, and as soon as it says 5 minutes, I'm driving off with my luck. As I go to pull around, he'll show up.